Lovely exhale.
Ah, welcome. We are live, Nadine. Welcome to the Cornelius Show with Nadine Searle.
Yay. Hello, Cornelia. It's so lovely to be here again on our sixth episode. How lovely.
Is part six. That's why I had to ask you before the break, what part is this?
We're on our sixth one, which is so lovely, isn't it? So I really hope that people are getting in tune with what we're saying now, because it's we certainly are. So let's hope that's coming across for everybody.
Yeah, and we're talking about self-realization and the inner child. That's what these topics are about, realizing the self and nurturing the inner child until the inner child has gotten all of your attention, has gotten all of its needs met, everything that is here for you to tend to when it comes to the inner child, all the things that you should have gotten as a child growing up and that you didn't get for no blame to point. This was all of our choosing our families, choosing our experiences, and even the ones as a child when sexual abuse happened or whatever it is that happened. I was writing an email the other day talking about how I was in the hospital when I was in first grade. I was in the hospital for 1 month long with a lung infection. And I was in ICU. And it was actually already an exit point for me where my little empathic body, I was in first grade, where my little empathic body, based on the conditions at home, I had gotten to the point where I couldn't breathe anymore. And then I needed to be nurtured. And so I ended up being in the hospital for an entire month in ICU. And nobody could come and see me except for, the nurses were able to come into the room. And also my mother was able to come into the room. But that was the time where I saw my mother the most, because my mother was the person that was the breadwinner in the family because there was no father present, right? So I was basically at home, not receiving that nurturing that I needed, the attention that I needed, and for the things that were going on there, there was just too many things, right? So this is how I see it, and this is my understanding of it, but it reminded me when I was typing this email to someone about that experience. Wow, as a little girl, I was in the hospital already there. And who nurtured me back to health was the nurses. The nurses were nurturing me, bringing me food, bringing me love, bringing me care, nurturing me because I felt starved of that nurturing. And this is not a blame on my mother because my mother was doing the best she can, right? So this is why we're talking about all these things, because a lot of people have had experiences, that were really hard in the childhood, where as a child, you didn't get your emotional needs met, which is now why we are here with the doing the inner child.
Yes, I've got to have it all. I'll do
Yeah,
it.
we've got our little yes. And so this is my little Cornelia. And Nadine, do you want to who you are?
This is big Nadine and little Nadine always together, always looking after each other. So that's my reminder. So, and you've
Yeah.
got your lovely teddy, haven't you? So.
Yeah. And that's what we're here to do, to talk to you about how this is an ongoing evolution of nurturing that inner child. And especially now in this evolutionary time that we're in, with all these changes that are going on, there's so much that's coming up for people to change and heal through and move through. And the inner child is, I found, is where the gold is. It's where the big part of the work is, because once you become emotionally mature and whole, because of the love and nurturing that you're giving yourself today with you being the inner parent and parenting yourself, right? That's the ongoing work of the inner child and the being that is awakening to that self-realization, and that you have all that you need inside of yourself to love and nurture parts of yourself that have never gotten that love and approval.
Totally. I really love that story. It's got a tinge of sadness to it, hasn't it? But I love it because it really shows, doesn't it? And I would suggest, and I don't know whether you'd agree or not, that was you looking after yourself without even trying. Children know, don't they? Children know how to get what they need. And you did that. Might have seemed a little bit of a strange way, but you were getting what you needed. And this is the lesson, isn't it? That we do this naturally. And, you know, it definitely is, like you say, you know, your every core of your body, everything was saying, your lungs, everything. I need attention. I need care. And this is the way I'm going to get it. And you got it. And you recognized, and I don't know whether you recognized at the time or you've recognized in later years, that was what you needed. And it's something that's such a valuable lesson. And we can all look back and actually find a time when we were doing that naturally. I know for me, it was my cry out for attention was being a little bit naughty. It was definitely, and the same thing, my parents were both busy and I wasn't getting that much attention, but I knew if I was naughty, I would. And I remember vividly, actually, one day writing on the walls in a biro, in a pen, and knowing that I was going to get in trouble, but actually wanting that. So I can look back at that and go, that was me getting what I needed in a very strange way. And it's that understanding, isn't it, that I know we have both got now, that this is what we do. And like you're saying, the way the world is going through change at the moment, we are all getting triggered by lots of things that we weren't expecting. And I know I revert back to naughty little Nadine when I'm feeling a little bit threatened. And I know now that is a sign for me to go, actually, what is it I really need? And give it to myself. Like you say, we can parent ourselves, can't we? We can give ourselves what we need. So it's a blessing, isn't it, to have that insight.
That's so well put, Nadine. That's so well put. Thank you for that. Yes, that's exactly what happened, that we do know how to get our needs met, even as children. So it's really interesting to take a look at what's happening if you have children in your life right now, and if they are having temper tantrums, and if you are trying to get your attention, then taking a look and seeing, what is this modeling to you? What is this about? And really taking a look to see, is that an invitation to maybe go inside and honor to your own inner needs, or is it where you're needing to give more attention to your child so that you can honor that? But whatever's happening there is happening for a reason. You know, with that story, Nadine, it was so interesting because I hadn't thought of that story in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, there was an email that I needed to write, and this is what came out of that story. Was it reminded me of a time when I couldn't breathe as a child, right?
Yeah.
And it was interesting because after that experience, what I had learned then, that I got sick and I came to the hospital. I was in the hospital for over a month. The nurses nurtured me back to health. My mom came to visit me, would always bring me presents. I got all kinds of attention. I got all kinds of things. Later on in my growing up, at different stages, at different times, I would fake getting sick so that I could get attention. It was interesting. Fake getting sick. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, for instance, you know, I remember there was a very difficult time when I was in seventh grade in Germany. And I remember that I was going through a really difficult time. And I would fake that I was fainting. Mm-hmm. I was fainting. And so what would happen is I had a fake faint attack, and the ambulance was called to the school to take me to the hospital. But it was that remembering of, I need attention, I need nurturing, I need care. Yeah. And gosh, isn't that something? I mean, it's like,
isn't it? Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think it's quite beautiful in a way. I that probably sounds a bit wrong, but it really is, isn't it? Because especially if you knew that you were doing it on purpose, you knew. How in tune were you with that? Because I can't say that I knew what I was doing. I know that my body at times would actually be ill with a need for crying out for self-care, look after yourself, or for someone else to look after me. And that happened to me. And it still can happen now, actually. If I'm not looking after myself, something will happen in my body. And what happens repeatedly, what used to happen to me, was my voice would go. I'd get a chest infection and my voice would go, because that was the only thing that stopped me working. This is in older life. That was the only thing that was stopping me working if I couldn't speak. So my body was doing that to me. That's self-care, isn't it, in a roundabout way. But what you were describing there was that you knew you were doing it on purpose. So you're ahead of the game there, without a doubt. That is really...
Looking at it back now, you know, looking at it, talking about it openly, looking at it, you know, I have so much compassion for little Cornelia, right? Because, yes. Gosh, can you imagine just how hard that was? I mean, and again, you know, this is all part of our love and all part of our healing. You know, there's so many traumatic experiences that people have had on this planet in this incarnation at this time, that they're coming to heal and to realize and to write a new story and to continuously keep inner parenting yourself until you've loved yourself so much that there isn't any, that the new story is emerged, like that happened lifetimes ago. It's not even something that's part of it anymore until it becomes harmonized. And I want to say, the karma has been cleared, and you know, it's been healed. And you know, so I think, and this is why we call it the self-realization and healing the inner child. Until all of that has been made right in this life, you know, these things will come back up for examination and for self-correction and for love, you know. And you know, my mom is still alive. I'm very blessed that I have my mother here. But this is not something I could talk to my mother about, because she would not be able to receive this from the place of without blame, because she would feel I'm blaming her. But this is not about her at all. This is about me. And that's the key, ladies and gentlemen, something to think about. This is not about blame to the parent. It's not about the parent. It's about you, and it's about what's needed, and it's about, you know, the needs of your awareness that you're bringing into that self-realization today, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, and I love that, because it is so much. When I started on this work myself, the last people I wanted to talk to about was my parents. They were still alive then, and it wasn't something I wanted to discuss with them for so many reasons. And now, like you've just explained, it's not something necessarily that you need to go to your parents and say, oh, how about this, how about that? That's not what this is about, is it? This is about the work that we do ourselves, the love that we give ourselves, the caring that we give ourselves. And that is so empowering, isn't it? Because we don't need anybody else to give it to us. We can do it ourselves. And that is the joy of it, isn't it? And the bliss of it.
That is. And that's the, you know, that's the responsibility that we need to as awakened creator beings that are fully capable and able, because we have everything already inside of ourselves. Yeah. There isn't anything that we need from an outside source that we can't give to ourselves. And that's what this inner work is about. That's what that self-realization. And when the wound is open and when it's hard, when there's a lot of pain, it's hard. It's not easy to sit with yourself and nurture yourself and parent yourself when there's nobody else there.
Yeah.
But it's also not easy when we give our power away and keep blaming the you know, the conditions of the past and leaving yourself in a victim state when you can claim your power through realizing. That's, again, it's always that word, that self-realization.
Self-realization, exactly. It's such a, that in itself is so powerful, isn't it? You know, realizing it, there's that expression, and you've probably heard it loads of time, own it. You know, if we own our own story, if you like, and take responsibility, like you said, it is so powerful. But actually, it is quite hard to get used to doing, isn't it? Because it's not something we're used to. It's easy to blame other people, isn't it? And then just go, oh, that's somebody else's fault. That's it. Won't think anymore. But actually going, yes, it's me and I can do something about it, painful as it might be, is the key, isn't it? Like you say, that is what it's all about. So.
Yeah,
really.
Think about this. If all the children in the world, and when I say all the children, that means all the people.
All of us.
Right? Because we're all God's children. Yeah. We all are. And so if all the children in the world take responsibility for having their emotional needs met, I mean, the little children that are, you know, little, obviously you are their guide and their parent, and so it's your responsibility to love and nurture and care for these children, right? So, but if us, the awakened, the adult children, are taking responsibility for ourselves, and if everyone did that, where would we be today?
And that is the thing, and as I've said before, you know, children know when we're young, we know. We do it naturally, and that is what I feel needs to be encouraged, because we have got it in us. Like your story, you were doing it anyway. You know, when I was younger, I was doing it in my own way. And it's going back to that, isn't it? And remembering, actually, we do know, like you say, we have all the answers in ourselves all the time. And I feel it reminds me of when I was a nursery teacher, and the little children, like I said earlier, the ones that maybe were doing something that was seen as naughty. You know, I used to actually look beyond that and go, yeah, there's a reason for this. What is it they need? Most of the time they needed a hug. They needed a cuddle. They were actually playing up, if you like, because they didn't know how to ask necessarily. They didn't know how to get what they needed, but they knew they needed something. So they were doing something to get it. And we can still do that. But like you say, we can learn then to be responsible, actually get more comfortable with our feelings and actually get our needs met. From very, very simple ways, because it is just listening, isn't it? And actually doing what we need, what we hear. So it's really just tuning in, isn't it, to ourselves. And we can all get really, really good at that, can't we?
Yeah. And again, you know, I did a show yesterday, a podcast yesterday with my friends, Pia and Colin. Mm. And we were talking about taking personal responsibility and collective responsibility right now, that every person, we all need to do that in this evolution, you know, of moving forward. And we need to take responsibility for the thoughts we think, for the feelings that we feel, for the actions that we take, and how just by that one, by realizing that, you know, choosing the pure, beautiful, powerful, empowering thoughts, that it's a choice, because we know how powerful the mind is. If we think one negative thought, then we can, that attaches to another negative thought. And then next thing you know, you're going down the rabbit hole of all the negativity, and you're accumulating experiences in your reality that is giving you evidence about all the negativity that's there. However, if we take responsibility and override that, I'm not listening to that negativity, I'm not participating in that, it begins with me. That I'm only going to think empowering thoughts, beautiful thoughts, truthful thoughts that are healing and empowering. And that's where I'm going to contribute my responsibility to. And it starts with me making that choice. And then that's going to lead to another powerful thought and another powerful thought and another. And next thing you know, you're going up the spiral and you're in the positive. So it's comes down to that choice point of that self-realized being that is making choices to honor the inner child, to honor the self, to take responsibility. So, I mean, it's very simple, but again, it's challenging to do when we're faced with so much distortion around us that, you know, that is influencing, that could very easily draw us into all kinds of things.
Yeah, I think that's a good description, isn't it? It is the distortion, isn't it? It clouds our view, it muddles things up, and we lose our way. And it is actually having that clarity and that focus. And that brings me on really nicely, actually, to one of the questions I had. You know, I said people are asking me questions about this, and I want to welcome everyone to ask me or Cornelia questions, put them in the comments below the videos on YouTube, because we will answer them. But about that feeling your power and recognizing it, and actually people say to me, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get in tune. And I know that in your 21 days that you offer that lovely positivity and everything, there's a big bit in there that I remember one of the days it was actually saying, and I said it out loud, I am powerful. I feel powerful. I choose. And those, they make me tingle just saying them now. And you've just said them in your description, you know, but that is one of the days, I can't remember which one, but that's one of the days of something that we can say and work with. I don't, it doesn't matter what day it is, does it? But it is one of the days. And I feel as well that that is so valuable, isn't it, for us to remember, you know, maybe just to say those words to ourselves and believe them, because we are powerful. We can feel and we can choose.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Reminding ourselves that we can.
Yes. And thank you for bringing that. It's such a powerful process in the moment to override the feeling of powerlessness, right? Because when you're in the moment and you're feeling like a victim or you're feeling powerless to do something, when you said just now, when you said, by saying it, I am powerful. I choose to claim my power. When you said that, now what you're doing, you're speaking it out of your throat chakra. You're owning your power from your third chakra, your power center. You're owning it. And by saying it, I am powerful. I choose to claim my power. What you're doing is by saying it out, you are basically blueprinting your new narrative, your new reality, and by saying it. And basically then there's over 50 trillion cells in your body. And by you doing that and saying that, everything now organizes itself around that truth, because your body listens to your thoughts. Your body listens to what you're what you're saying. So the feeling of feeling powerless, in, with a thought that says I'm not feeling empowered, or you know, thinking powerless thoughts, your body's going to respond to that. But your body's also going to respond to I feel powerful. I choose it. Right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We can I call it tweaking, but I just said then, and it came out quite naturally. You flip it, don't you?
Flip
you
it.
Just go, okay, this is what's going on in my head, if you like, my body, but then I can choose to, and I do when I do things like that. I tend to stand up straight, you know, feet flat on the ground. I quite often stamp my feet when I'm doing it. I'm saying it out loud. I'm projecting it. And then, like you say, it changes every chemical in your body, doesn't it? To actually, there's a lot of power in saying something out loud. And there's a lot of power in the way that you hold yourself, your posture.
Yeah.
So that really gives it value, doesn't it? To really say it as you mean it. And what's the phrase? Fake it till you make it. You say it, and you will feel it.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like, you know, you can either sit on the couch or take a stand. And this is what it means by being a self-realized being, being a self-nurturer, being, you know, a healer, and stepping into your full autonomy and, you know, embodiment of your truth. That is going to require that. I have a powerful mantra that I'd like to share with the audience today, something that you can do in the moment when you feel powerless. And that is just like Nadine said, that, you know, she stands strong and she stands up straight. And when you do that, you can say, I claim back all of my power, all that I lost, all that I've given away. I claim it all back to me now, as it was, as it is, and as it shall be. And basically, it's like you've given your power away to this person. You've given your power away to these people. You've dropped your power there and wherever. But you're claiming it back. You're claiming it back. You're bringing it back. You're claiming it back. I claim it all back to me now, as it was, as it is, and as it shall be. Mm-hmm. And then you stand up straight. And from that place, you create. And from that place, you move forward. And, offer your love.
I love that. Because that says to me as well that it is okay to give it away sometimes, because this is what we do, isn't it? It's okay to be there for someone else, show your weakness and your vulnerability if you like. But you can, when you need to, you can bring it all back. And that's lovely, isn't it? Just to know that you can do that, because it doesn't stop us being human. It actually just says, recognize it. If you feel you've given away too much, you can just claim it back. And it may, even when you were saying that, I thought, yeah, I can really feel that. So it's powerful.
Yeah, the only time I think the whole piece about, giving your power away is when you've allowed a system, whether it's a person, an event, or a thing, to have the power over you.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by claiming it back. It's because we have to be vulnerable. We have to be in our vulnerability. That part is important. But like claiming it back, like what's happening on the planet right now with the government.
Exactly. Don't we need it at this moment in time?
If everybody's standing in their own, in their own sovereignty and claiming their power, then knowing that we have the power to change this, we have the power to make things right. Yeah. We, the people, do. We're not going to give our power away to broken systems that are not sustainable for the children.
Exactly. This is what it's all about, isn't it? It's that. But it all starts with the children, doesn't it? And like you said earlier, if the children can look after themselves, get their needs met, then the world is a wonderful place, isn't it? And that's what this is all about, isn't it? And we can do that with our inner child at any time in our life. But it's really lovely if our children can learn that when they are children, isn't it? So that's
we're putting that focus on the inner child, and then of course, that is being rippled out. The energy of love and the energy of compassion and all the places where we didn't receive the nurturing as our own inner children, and then also the children that you're raising today, children that are being raised. And there's a lot of children that are out there that need our love and care.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility to make those right.
Totally is. I'm aware of our time marching on, Cornelia. When I chat to you, the time goes so quickly. And I just wanted to actually say, I said earlier about it'd be lovely if people want to put some comments. Both of our YouTube channels, Cornelia Stephanie Media Group and The Calmer Self, will have these podcasts on, won't they? Put some comments in. We both look, don't we? And we will answer them. So it'd be lovely if people could put some questions in there, because I'm sure there are some. And also, I'd like to just actually offer this up to say to people, can we share this? If you've listened to this and it's hit a note for you, can we share it with someone we care about? Because there's a lot of people out there, like we say, we're on a bit of a mission, aren't we, to share this and help everybody. So if we can sort of just ask people to share as well, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? It would help get the message out for everybody. So that's my little request today.
Yes. And thank you so much. I think we're going to leave it at that. It's amazing what happens when you and I get together. We just get into it. And I love doing this show with you. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Have so much joy and fun nurturing those inner children that are asking for your love and approval. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. Until we see you again next time.
Yeah, beautiful point to end on. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.